Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to go on in the Word of God, and we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And just in case we might need it, I'll just make the little drawing of Moses' tabernacle. Because these are the children of Israel that we're talking about. And they are, everything here is a type and shadow of what God is doing with us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Paul understood the type and shadow of what happened to Israel in the old days. Paul understood spiritual principles. So we're going to read a few verses here from 1 Corinthians 10. And Paul is talking about what the fathers went through. Moreover, brethren, verse 1, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Dugang pa, mga igsoon, ako dinigod nga kamo mahimong walay kahibalo yun sa nga ang tanan natong mga amahan may lalo sa panganod o ang tanan mitabong sa lalo.
And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
O ang tanan, ibaptismuhan nato ni Moses diha sa panganod o diha sa lalo.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And I won't read the next verse, but I'll just say it. And then it goes on and says, but they didn't all benefit from the experience, and some of them fell away. So what we have here is the beginning of an experience that begin and takes you through the outer court. We'll go back to where we were this morning, the brazen altar where the blood was shed and the lamb of was slain and the lamb was eaten.
Ni unang bahay makita nato diha giula ang dugo ug diha usab pagkatan-on ang maong karne sa maong karnero nga giula.
What did Jesus say? I think it's in John chapter 6.
Diha sa Juan kapitulo 6 sa gisgutan diha ang kinong Jesus giun sa pagkasaysay.
Except ye eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me.
Hangtod og dili ka makamukaon sa akong lawas ug makainom sa akong dugo.
Now, you know that it's not possible for us in the natural to eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Babylon church system which is Roman Catholic.
Ang sistema sa Babilonya
has invented a doctrine that says, well, the priest can change the bread into the real body of Jesus and the wine into real blood. And that is a lie. It is a lie on several points. If none other, then the Word of God says that Jesus was once sacrificed and never again. So the Catholic priest does not have the power to call Jesus down and make him sacrifice again and again and again. And these kind of teachings come because men will not see the spiritual picture. They only want to see the natural side. And this message, this teaching that we're giving you, you must come out of the natural into the spiritual, into a higher level. This is a natural place for the natural Christian. Natural Christian is sometimes called carnal Christian. Carnal Christian that is oriented to the flesh. The Christian that says, God must make me happy, I must have all the things that I want. The spiritual Christian says, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, blessings. Amen. So the children of Israel, they first was the Passover. That was the lamb. That was the blood. That was the picture of Jesus' crucifixion.
Sa pagilin sa pagsaylo ang mga katawan sa Israel, diya sila unang isinati diining mga hulagwaya.
And the second stop was the water.
Ang ikaduhang bahin kini makita nato kini tubig.
But it wasn't a little basin of water.
Dili lang na siya gamay nga tubig na kasulod sa gamay gargana.
It was the whole Red Sea. Now, you can find some very interesting studies of this actual Red Sea.
Makatuon ka o mga talagsaon pa nga mga pagtuon sa gantunay mo, kining mong itawag nga, kanyang maipamot sa pula na dagat.
Some parts of the Red Sea are very, very deep. But there was also a path where it came up and it went all the way across that wasn't so deep. And so from the foundation of the world, God made that path in the sea, knowing that someday He would bring His people across that path.
Kung ato masabtan gikan sa pagsugod gyud sa maong pulong, ang Dios nagtugot ni ana aron modalahan nato adto sa maong kasinatian sa katong literal nga dalan nga gibulag-way.
Nevertheless, the water was still 10 or 20 meters higher than the people.
Makita nato ang kini katas-on o kalawon sa tubig mas molabaw pa gani sa kataasan ng tao, sa katas-on sa tao.
But it probably wasn't 100 or 200 meters. Do you measure meters here, or do you do feet and yards, or how do you...
Both.
You do both. Oh, I said meters because everybody in Europe thinks in meters. Okay. So, Paul is saying that all of our fathers passed through the cloud and through the sea.
What verse are you reading?
The first verse.
Yeah,
I'm just repeating what we said already. So then he uses the term that they were baptized. He says that they were baptized unto Moses. In the cloud and in the sea. So they came to baptism. But what does baptism mean? Immerse. Okay. And what does it mean to immerse? It means that you are completely covered over all of you are covered with something. And what is the meaning of being baptized? Did somebody say buried?
Yes.
Okay. Why can't I just take you and bury you in dirt? I can dig you up again. I'll just put you in the dirt and I'll cover you up. Well, that wouldn't work very good, would it? Okay, so if I did that, you'd be baptized in earth, wouldn't you? But you see, earth has a different meaning, doesn't it? It means the carnal man. It means the flesh-oriented man. It means the man that has to fulfill all the chemistry that his body screams for. Every wild thing that my beast nature wants, I have to have it. But water has a different meaning, doesn't it? What does water mean? It means the Spirit and the Word, doesn't it? Amen?
Amen.
So we'll look into that a little bit. But he said that they were all baptized into Moses. Now, they didn't have a ceremony or a ritual or a service out there in the middle of the Red Sea, did they? Aaron didn't come and Joshua and say, I baptize you into Moses. No. What it means to be baptized into Moses is that they were all immersed in the experience of Moses, and Moses means the giving of the law. And in essence, they were baptized into the 40-year experience of tribulation in the wilderness. They were completely immersed in this thing together. There is no way that they could escape except by dying. There was no other way that God allowed them to go to the promised land. There was a shorter way. They could have followed the coast the way of the Philistines. But God said no. You won't learn anything to go that way. You won't learn how to do spiritual warfare. You won't learn how to overcome. You won't get Egypt out of you. You want the food of Egypt, you want the spirits of Egypt, you want the gods of Egypt. As soon as you get a chance, you'll have that golden calf again. So they had to be immersed in the same experience together. Now, let me make a strange statement to you. What's happening to you today? You're all being immersed into a message, into a word, into a spirit. You are all partaking of it together, aren't you? What happened to you in the 2 years you were in the Bible school? You came out of the experience of where you were at your home, your parents' home. And you all submitted to a 2-year period of time in which you were immersed in the teaching of the Word and the moving of the Spirit.
Magatudlo pa rin mo sa pulong sa Diyos na malitubos sa espirituhan ng mga butang.
So in a spiritual sense, you were baptized into this. Now, even the world has a term of baptized. And they know what it means. So, you come to work for a certain company, and your job is to fix all their troubles. And they have all kinds of troubles. And you go home every night, shake your head. And you're not given a minute of peace. They call you on the phone. Oh, you must come and fix it. It's broke again. Oh, somebody is behaving very badly. You have to come and take care of it. Now, when it's over, the man is talking to his friends in the world. And they say, oh, you got baptized by fire, didn't you?
Basta mga nato giignan siguro ka dahil sa higala at tutokan na daw sa marang mura kag nabautismuhan sa kalayo, mura kag itunlob sa kalayo.
Yeah.
Mura kag isunod sa buhon.
So he got baptized into something in the world.
Oh, daw sa marang itunlob itong mga tao sa mga nahitabo sa kalibutan. Ako sa nahitabutan.
And they say, so you're hardened up now, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, so what kind of baptisms are there? Amen. Well, they were baptized in the cloud. Let's go look over in Exodus for a minute. Exodus 13, just two verses. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. It says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. Now, were they actually in the cloud? No, but they were under the cloud. If that cloud had come down upon them, they would have been burned up. Because it was a cloud of fire. And when the Egyptians were trying to overtake them at the Red Sea, the cloud that was in front of them went behind them. And it made light for the children of Israel. But it made a terrible fire for the people of Egypt.
Apa yang kata kini kita lihat kat ini selalu sama katauhan sama Tuhan.
So you see, the same experience that we have in Christ,
kita nato susanung kasi nanti nato lihat di Kristo.
Though it be a tribulation,
bisa tuod matawag kini nato ng mga pagsulay o paglutos kini.
It will give us life and protection.
Apan mahatag kini nato kinabuhi o panalipod.
But to the world and to the wicked, it will bring destruction.
Apan alam sa kalibutan sa mga daotan mahatag kini kinabihan kadaotan.
So, in essence, it was fire, and they were also baptized by fire. And it says that this cloud was also the angel of the Lord. Now, I wonder who is the angel of the Lord? It might be just any messenger from heaven. But we find sometimes that this angel of the Lord, I believe, was Jesus Christ. Remember, there were three angels that came to Abraham. And two of them went down to Sodom to talk to Lot and his family. But one of them stayed behind to talk to Abraham. And I'm telling you that talk with Abraham was God talking to Abraham. That was Jesus Christ, but we didn't know he was Jesus Christ yet. He didn't have the name Jesus. He was the angel of the Lord. Now, we find Jesus in the wilderness in several places. We find him in the cloud. I think we find him in the sea. Okay, so let's go on. Let's go to Exodus 14. And verse 19. And it says, "And the angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before the face and stood behind them, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night."
Ugalanghin sa Diyos nga miuna sa kampo sa Israel, mibalhin o mipalayo na ila. Ugalanghin sa pamanang bibiya iyan sa ilang katubangan, o bibarog sa luyo nila. Baiti, o kiniri ato paliwala sa kampo sa mga Hinduhanon, o sa kampo sa Israel. O kini, usap ang pamanang, o kalitigit na ito kanila, apan kini, mihatag o kahayag, sa kiyon na kuniini. Mao,
okay, now two more verses. It says, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left."
Sisiglakan sa tibuok gabi ug mahimo sa dalag nga malang yuta ug ang katubigan na bahin. Ug ang mga anak sa Israel nga tumatay sa taliwala sa dagat, ibabaw sa malang yuta ug apat na bilyon ay nahimong pareho nato kanina sa ilang tuong kamot ug sa ilang wala.
And of course, the same thing happened where God made a path for His people. The people of the world could not follow that path. There's a couple of interesting verses in Isaiah. Amen. Let's look in Isaiah. Chapter 43. And let me read the first two verses, and then I want to read in verse 16 as well, okay? So, 43, okay? And he says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name, thou art mine." You can read that verse.
Verse 1.
Yeah. And verse 2, it says, "And when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee."
Sa iyang ikaw naglatas sa katubigan, ako ang uban na nimo. O naglatas sa kasubaan, sila dilip mo lapaw ka nimo. Sa iyang na ikaw naglakaw sa kalayo, ikaw dilip masunog niyang siga mahalin ng hata nimo.
So what God is saying is, even though your circumstances, you may believe that you're baptized in waters of tribulation and fire, it will have no power on you. In other words, you can come through. You do not have to come through with the smell of smoke on your clothes or your hair or anything. And in verse 16 it says, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters." Now, this whole chapter of Isaiah is a very practical and real chapter. It is a covenant promise that God makes with you. I remember very clearly my wife and I, the terrible troubles that we were going through in our life. We laid hold on these verses. We laid hold on these promises. We said, "God, you are going to bring us through this water of trouble." We may be baptized in trouble, but we are not going to die. We are not going to drown.
Ito,
I'm going through a terrible fiery trial.
Moagi man siguro tag hilabihan nga daw mo, wala nang itiho. Moagi man siguro tag hilabihan nga kalisod daw sama sa pugon nga nagdilaag pero makalabas kayo.
Amen. Did it fail?
I think so.
You got a fresh one there. Yeah.
But,
amen. Okay, so let me go over to Isaiah 51. There's another good verse here. 51. Here's another chapter. If you haven't found these treasures, you need to find these treasures. These are promises that you will not become discouraged. It says, verse 10, art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over?
Verse 10.
Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Do you know that song?
Yes.
Sing that song. Come on. Let's sing that song.
Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Hey, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. And it's hard to stop because you keep going.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So why are they rejoicing in coming to Zion?
Ngayong nagkalipay man sila, nagpalulungan to sa Zion.
They have come through the deep waters and God saved them. Amen. And we are going to be that Zion people. Hallelujah. All right, so the cloud, the sea, amen, and the fire. Matthew chapter 3, I believe it is. Matthew chapter 3. And this is John the Baptist speaking in verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Ako sa pagdinuod nagbabautismo kaninyo pinaagi sa tubig kanto sa pagkinunsod apan siya na nag-aabos ng kanako na di pa panghanan kay kanako kansa sa patos ako dili tatos sa pagbibig siya bautismo kaninyo pinaagi sa balas
And the next verse says, and his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Kansang ipapalit ana sa iyang kabog, o siya sa lipid muhilo sa iyang higugan, o butigo sa iyang trigo ngadto sa kamanig, apan siya musunog sa tabong kinaagis sa walay pagkapalo magkalayo.
Now, you don't have wheat here, but you have rice.
Wala tay trigo kaayo diri, pero natay mga bugas na.
Isn't this the same process that is used in rice? Yeah? And you probably have a machine that does it now, don't you, Brother Ben? Yeah? What, do you have a thrash machine or a combine or something? You still do it by hand? What is
it? It's a treasure machine.
Oh, it's a machine, yeah. But before the machine, you had to have a big flat floor like this. Yeah. And you beat it. And then they pick it up and fan it.
It's
the thrashing process.
Thrashing process.
So God is going to put us thrashing. God is going to put us through the thrashing process. What is he trying to do? He's trying to take away the chaff. When you eat a bowl of rice, do you want a bowl of chaff? Chaff, the stuff, the things that come off the grain. What do you call it here? It covers the grain and then. Okay, now Brother Ben. Are people coming around trying to buy that chaff and make a dinner? Do they want to buy that? No. No. Nobody wants it.
They give it to the pigs.
Oh, you give it to the pigs.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Just the pig will come and eat.
The stuff in us that belongs to the pigs. What did we say those ites were? Those anger ites and jealousy ites and lust ites and you named a few other good ones. Yeah. It belongs to the pigs. What is it doing in me? It's pig food. Amen. It is not the bread of life.
Yes.
You see, we have out here, we have all this mixture in us. John the Baptist said Jesus is going to come and he's going to have his fan already in his hand. He's ready to do it.
Nung si Juan na muani si Jesus o ginamit siya pagkabuhat na mag-andam na gawin siya mga himo ni ini diya sa iyang mga kamot.
We went to Ethiopia and they were doing this the old-fashioned way. The cows were walking on it. The men had the forks lifted up. Oh, it was a hard work. Yeah. They do it like that by hand. Yeah, in Ethiopia. Yeah.
Now,
the wind. Oh, well, if the wind is blowing, you don't need to use the fan. So do it on a good windy day, and you can't do it in the rain either. Yeah. Okay, well, thank God for machines. Huh, Brother Ben? Okay. All right, so there's baptisms, isn't there? Now, they were baptized unto Moses, which is the law. And Paul found some people in the book of Acts. They were people in Ephesus. And he asked them, "Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit since you believed?" In other words, they come here, they believed in the blood of Jesus. And then they got baptized in the Jordan River by John. But they only had one baptism. I guess you could say they were Baptists. Yeah, they were Baptists. Their baptism was to unto John the Baptist. And they said, "No, we've only been baptized by the Baptist." And we have not even heard of the Holy Spirit. By the way, if you want to write that down, that's in Acts chapter 19, the first seven verses. Okay. And so they prayed over them, they laid hands on them, and then they had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Is there anybody here that needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Amen. You see, as a man, I can baptize you in water. Amen. Jesus baptizes you in the Holy Spirit. So if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you need to ask Jesus to baptize you. I could lay hands on you and pray for you, but I can't immerse you in the Holy Spirit. I don't have the power to do that. Now, we're using the same definition of baptism as we're saying immersion. That means I am completely covered over by the Holy Spirit. Every bit of me is in the Holy Spirit. But now you see, you can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but you might not be in the Spirit every day. I'm not sure if I could be in the Holy Spirit 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Alam niya, gani ko na siya sigurado nga maglakaw siya kanunay sa balang espiritu diha sa tibuok 24 oras sa usa ka adlaw sa iyang kinabuhi.
But I think I'd like to be.
Pero gusto niya nga inana nga paagi ang kahitabo.
Would you like to be?
Amen.
Now wait a minute, before you say amen, consider what that means. Well, before we answer that question, let's talk about the baptism into Christ. You see, we can be baptized in water in the outer court. I can be baptized in the Holy Spirit and still be in the outer court. But now I'm probably ready to come into the holy place. In my life, in the way I live. But in order to be in here, this is Christ. This is life in Christ. Okay? So I'm going to be immersed in Christ now. What is the difference between Christ in me and me in Christ? Didn't Paul say, Christ in me, the hope of glory? Didn't he say that? Let me go here back to 1 Corinthians for a minute. In verse 3 it says, and all did eat the same spiritual meat. Well, wait, before I go there, let me finish what I started. I'm sorry. Let me back up a minute. I didn't finish the thought. Christ in me. How many of you have Christ in you?
Good.
Oh, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't need to preach a salvation message here, then, do we? Christ in me. I go where I want to go. I'm happy. Christ is in me. I'm in control. He's in me. But if I'm a carnal Christian, I might be going places that he doesn't want to go. And what happens? I would be grieving the Spirit of Christ. Okay, now I am in Christ. That means all of me is covered over with Christ. Now where am I going to go? I'm inside of Christ. So wherever Christ goes is where I have to go. You see, I don't do my own thing anymore. Christ in me, Christians doing good deeds, good things, but if Christ never told you to do those things, He didn't tell you to go there. You went anyway and you got in trouble. If you went where Christ went, it would have turned out so much better. You wouldn't have got in trouble and you wouldn't have got hurt. Now, I didn't say you wouldn't have tribulation. But if the Lord is in it, it will prosper. Okay, so we're moving in. Amen. It says, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, meat and drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
What verse are you?
That's verse 3 and 4 of 1 Corinthians 10.
10. 1 Corinthians 10, 3 to 4.
Ug ang tanan migaon sa mga oras ng espirituhanon ng pagkaon, ug ang tanan miinom sa mga oras ng espirituhanon ng ilinod, kay sila miinom gibigyan ko ng espirituhanon ng dahong bato, magisunod ka nila, ug kanto ng dahong bato mao si Kristo.
So, now if we want to be baptized into Christ,
karon kung gusto kitang mabautismo diha ni Kristo,
okay, we have to have the appetite for it, first of all. So God is going to put you in a place where you eat and you drink what He wants you to eat and drink. So now we have an experience where maybe only about 20 of us or so we come together for a few hours. And we eat and drink the same thing. Because we all listen to the same word. Now see what God is doing to a whole nation of people. Here's a couple of million people. My goodness, do you think you could get along with a couple million people?
Makaya ba doon nato nga
musambong nini maong mga milyon o mga bagang mga katawhan?
Yeah. So He puts them in a situation where they all have to partake of the same experience, the same food, the same life, the same drink.
Ibutang sila sa Diyos sa usa ka sitwasyon nga di makasinati sila sa susamang pagkasinatian, susamang espiritu, susamang pagkaon na makaon, susamang pulong na madunggan sa maong kasinatian.
And He makes the point to them that they drank the same drink. And the drink came from a rock. And he said the name of the rock was Christ. Now, they didn't know that rock was named Christ. See, Moses didn't know that that rock was named Christ. The first time they cried out for drink, the Lord said, strike the rock. The rock was Christ. And when Christ was struck and smitten on the cross, he brought forth a water of life. But when Moses in his anger hit the rock again, well, God brought forth water because the people needed water. But to show Moses that Christ is not smitten twice, he couldn't go into the promised land. And this is another reason why the Catholic priest cannot make another sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. If you practice that, you will not enter the promised land. Amen. I just a few more little things here. We'll just finish with let's go to we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And Paul uses this to go into the communion cup. And you see, Christ said, do this in remembrance of me. He was using spiritual language when he said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. One time a sister came up to me and she said, Brother Mark, why do you spiritualize everything? I said, because Jesus did. What do you mean? I said, well, here's an example right here. This is spiritual. You can't eat Jesus. No, you couldn't do it. You have to eat his nature, eat his life. And then he said in verse 21, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. You see, the two are in complete conflict with one another. So, I guess this finishes what we started to say a couple days ago.
nato ning itapos sa pagsugo sama sa gisgutan nato sa pagsugod pa lang pagkitaay nato balik sa nilabay mga adlaw na.
Of what we eat and what we drink is going to make us who we are. And what we drink and how we drink is going to determine how we are tested, whether we will be among the sons of God or not. The Gideon 300 company was tested in how they handled the drink of water. How you handle the word of God that is given to you will determine whether you will be of the sons of God or not. Now, to come into Christ, you die to sin, and here you die to self. So, this is the place for dead men. If you're a dead man, you're in good condition. I think the Lord did me a favor that day when He said, "For you are dead." I'm glad to be dead. I'm glad that it is not my proclamation or my opinion about myself, but it's what the Lord said to me about me. I'm dead, but I'm still dying. God bless you. If you,
Brother Mike,
if yes, I,
you had said that Christ in me, and I in Christ, right?
Yeah.
So there's a time that Christ in me is 100%. That will be, but there's a tendency also that me 30% in Christ, 60% in Christ, 100% in Christ.
Right. Yeah, you're going to choose to become hundredfold in Christ.
Yeah.
Not a little bit of me, of my flesh. Yeah, you need to translate.
Can you repeat, brother? You have to discern the first.
Yeah,
words.
We have to choose. Do I want to be all in Christ? Or do I want a little of Christ? See, these are all Christians. This is all the house of God. How much do you want? And I'm going to tell you, brethren, in the final, in the finality of eternity, it will make a difference. You say, well, they all got paid the same. Yes, they all got eternal life. But one star differeth from another star in glory, and there will be a difference. Amen. Any other questions? Brother Ben? Give him the.
Kanang di sa sa balang buhat mo yun ato ng pagkakas magkakas ng pagkakas ng pagkakas ng pagkakas
So what's your qualification, Pia? Okay? He was asking about the breaking of bread. Is it okay or is it still important to continue doing that?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Yes. Do this.
The ceremony.
Yeah, it's okay.
Remembrance month.
Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me.
Regardless of any symbols that we
It's symbolic, yeah. It's symbolic. As often.
What the spirit?
Is it there is a specific time? Is it by month? By.
Do it as often as you do it.
As often,
as often as you want to do it.
There are times that the church doing just like before the have the breaking of bread. Their prayer is that Lord Jesus, just let your spirit dwell in these materials that everyone can take it. It will be justified or it will be. Become holy. It's like it's a substitution. Substitution.
Catholics.
Yeah.
That's what the Catholic thing.
Right.
That's what the Catholic thing.
Yeah. Beware of this Catholic doctrine. You cannot change that bread into the real body of Jesus Christ. You cannot make that wine turn into his blood. And the Catholics tell the people that they will continue to have good health and good life because they come to that priest and he does that. No priest has that power over God. But you do this by faith, you're doing it in remembrance. You're remembering the blood. You're remembering the sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
that is a false doctrine that you can actually change that into the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot do it. It violates everything that I've told. Read the book of Hebrews. Christ once, and count in this, what is the ninth chapter, whatever. Count the times in that chapter that says once. Once and for all. Once. It must be five times in that chapter that the word once is given, clearly showing us that very sacrifice will not in actuality ever be repeated again. Maybe you should translate a little.
Kausan ng Diyos, ang yung isputan at ito, mong managhihimo sa mga pari sa katulipo, na daw sa mga ilang usbong na pati yung pag-usap si Kristo. Ang iyon sa Hebro, pausan siya na matay o alam sa tanan. Sa katong ipapataan natin ni Kuya Ben Kagalina, ang highlights more than is in remembrance of me. Ang gisgutan niya, ang katang sa Katoliko, lahi magudbud siya ang himo nila kanilang ritual.
Gani, there is one belief in the Catholic priest that while eating that
the wafer.
The wafer. You have to be guarded that it will not kanang mupilit sa ilang mag. Kaya pag mupilit ko nung makasasala ko nung kay ka, nainad ko ala sa una ba?
I know.
The wafer.
Yeah.
The priest would say,
it can't touch your teeth.
Yeah, because the moment it will touch your teeth as well as your gum, it means you are really a sinner.
Oh.
So when I did that, because we came from that belief, I just make sure that it will not hit to my gums. I'm not a sinner at all. Diba? Ingat na sa muna ba? Ha? Grabe na ako. Panikamod na dili. Mupigay sa ingat-ngat. Kaya magsala ko rin ikaw pag mabulit na. So that's it.
Those are vain superstitions and they have nothing to do with the Word of God.
Sama to sa way mga pulos sa mga tinuhuan o buwan ay kaimuan sa pulong sa Diyos na. So,
we're doing the church definition before we came in this message, but afterwards, because in the church, there when we do this, some brothers in the church doing this, just like because she do it
like
I will go without examining themselves.
Yeah.
They do it unworthily.
Right.
So, once afterwards, when we come in this message, we believe that it's the Lord stop it in our congregation, because what we believe is that eating and drinking in the table of the Lord is doing this like this. So, maybe it makes us some commotions with this.
Yeah. You're also, when you take communion together, you're also renewing a covenant of the blood with each other.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're making a renewing a covenant that you have with your brother who you take this with, and you're saying that I will also lay my life down for you.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's not a ritual. What I'm saying is,
today the church is that breaking of bread becomes ritual. And the people of God
becomes
ritual. Yeah, it's a ritual.
Yeah.
We do that thing through emotions.
Yeah, and then the next thing they say, okay, this table now that had the cup and this is a sacred table.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't touch this table. So, you see, yes, these things in the tabernacle, the men could not touch these things. But this was a shadow and a type of heavenly things.
Mga anlong na lang to. Sulit na makita, mga anlong na lang sa mga langit ng mga butang ng padayag.
And then you make the building. Then you make the building sacred. And then you say the building is the house of God because this is the real body and blood now on the table. God is here, so the whole building is holy. No. It is not. We are the temple.
Yeah.
And the taking of this symbol in me, if I am unworthy, I am taking this into my temple. And my temple is going to be in trouble if I do this in remembrance of Him. And my body is filthy and my soul is filthy. Yeah, it plays on your emotions.
Sometimes the elder of the church,
pastor, yeah. Yeah. Now, here's another thing. Who can serve communion?
That's right.
So are you allowed to give communion in your house to your wife? Yes, of course. Where did we talk about the priesthood of all believers? Haven't I preached that here? Do I need to say that again? Did I preach the priesthood?
You preached it
again.
Okay. Then you need to apply. It applies to everything. Mm. You are as much a priest as anybody with a collar and a graduate of seminary or any other thing. You are as much a priest of God if you are a son of God. I understand what you're saying. I remember the first time I didn't go to a seminary. How did I learn the Word of God? By studying the Word of God and living the Word of God. And I remember I came, am I allowed to do this? Well, yes, I'm a priest too. So I take the cup, you know, and I can give it to you. Do you want to know something? You know about Brother DeCille? You remember Brother DeCille is the one, he's the one that wrote the book, The Pattern. Oh, here, I need you to translate. Brother DeCille, he wrote The Pattern. When my wife and I got married, do you know what he gave us for a present? He probably gave you and Bert one too, didn't he?
Two
little cups to put the wine. And he said, Brother Mark, this is for you and your wife whenever you want to have communion. He was making a. You and your wife can have communion and break bread and pray. You can. We maybe need to do some teaching on what went wrong in the Catholic Church.
Brother Mark, I have a question. More emphasize on the question of Kuya Ben. So it's okay to make that breaking of bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Well, I say, balik ko na po pagsaysay. Ate Aileen. Ate Aileen. Ate Aileen, nangutahan ako sa iya, bahay ko. So, Brother Mark, regarding back to the question of Kuya Ben, it is okay to make the break of bread. Ang point lang is, at least ikaw ang nihimo, anak, kabalo ka. Nga nung gihimo ni mo. Then I believe. Ikaw nga nidawang anak, dapat kusabot ka. Dili lang dino.
It's okay, good, I'm glad.
Biskuit. Naribis ko, pero wala ko kabalo sa law ng kahulungan at to. Kulang na, dasun palig niya, katuyang giingon nga. Pagkasal daw nila siyang asawa, ang gihatan ni Brother Ducey, duha ka gugming tasa, o tasa ba ng kampang, butanganan, ingon siya, bisag ka nusa, gusto mong duha sa imong asawa, mag-ibong communion, buha ka ninyo. Kaya ninyo di ang Bible, mga pariunong kita. So makahimot na.
Let me tell you a story.
mohatag daw siya usa ka sugilanon.
Did any of you ever read the book 40, is it 40 years or 50 years in the Church of Rome?
Wala.
By Shanique?
It's not 50, I don't know.
It could be 50 years. I think it's 50 years in the Church of Rome by Charles Shanique. He was a priest in Canada among the Roman Catholics. And he was trained in all this business about changing the wafer into the body of Jesus Christ. And they kept it in a little box. Okay? One day, if I get the story right, the box opened and one of those wafers that was Jesus Christ, they believed it was Jesus Christ? The wafer fell out and a rat grabbed it and ran with it. And he was mortified. How can a rat run around with Jesus in his mouth? And it took many, many years of the Word of God to change this poor man so that he did not believe these false doctrines. Amen.
Do I need to translate the story?
Well, it happened another time too, when he was going with horses in the snow, and the box fell out and it fell in the snow, and he never could find the little wafers again. So, I mean, it was just gone. Jesus fell in the snowbank.
And melt together with the ice.
Yeah. So, it is an interesting book if you ever get a hold of it. Maybe sometime I can find a copy and bring it for you. Do you like to read?
Yes.
Do you like to read?
Yes.
I'll try to find some good reading material next time we come, okay?
Thank you,
Invance. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll turn this off, but you can still have questions if you want.
Yeah, no, no, no.